Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I can't get my, I must get your copy, because I can never get myself to buy it. I'll get your copy, because I can't spend my money to buy it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Can you settle down? We've got the second part of the agenda. That's really some report back on the SABC PSL soccer rights issue. I think the committee in particular is interested in the issue of radio rights and radio broadcasting of soccer matches. We have with us a representative from the PSL, Mr. Peter Nemsen, who will introduce his colleague. And I suggest that we get Mr. Nemsen to open with a short presentation on this issue. And thereafter, SABC, the chief group chief executive officer, GCEO. I can never get this one right. Minister, welcome to you, and you need to introduce your team.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Chairman, thank you for your time. I'd like to introduce our executive member of the Premier Soccer League, Mr. Maka Masaba, who is representing the Premier Soccer League from a executive point of view, and I think Maka, if you'd like to take up the word.
Good morning, Edward, and thank you very much. Firstly, I would like to pass on the apologies from the chairperson of the league, Dr. Ivan Kozra, as well as Mr. Kaizam Tao, who was supposed to be part of the delegation, but Dr. Kozra is out of the country. He left last night. We've asked to come here to talk about the radio rights, and I would ask Peter to give an overview, and looking at the slide that is up on the board, the application had nothing to do with the radio rights. And in terms of the radio rights, yes, they are still under negotiation, and yes, we have granted SABC the interim rights to broadcast the radio, to broadcast the message which they are currently doing, and we are just finalizing a few issues on the offer that they presented to us in terms of the radio rights, which isn't much. The clubs have been given the same contract that we've asked them to look at, so that it is done at a club level and not the PSL, but it's going to be the same contract that we intend signing. And the reason for that as well is for individual clubs to reach the target that they would like to reach. But I will ask the manager just to give an overview.
Thank you, Maka. From the PSL point of view, this is an overview of the PSL rights as of today's date. The PSL awarded the SABC a temporary license on the 10th of August 2007 to broadcast its PSL matches on radio until the 19th of August. The PSL reissued the temporary license to the SABC to broadcast its matches on radio from the 3rd of September 2007 until the 17th of September 2007. The PSL, represented by Dr. Urban Causer, and the SABC, represented by Mr. Ruzo and Bebe, began in-depth negotiations for the radio rights of the PSL, which are owned by the individual clubs. A very important point, the radio routes that the PSL controls has been passed on to the individual clubs. Negotiations have continued between Dr. Causer and Mr. Mbebe since September 2007, whilst the SABC has been allowed to broadcast all PSL soccer matches on radio. The SABC has delivered a proposal to Dr. Causer with regards to the radio routes for presentation to the PSL clubs for consideration. Dr. Causer has tabled the proposal before the executive of the PSL. The PSL has notified all the clubs that they may open negotiations with the SABC for their individual radio rights. Various elements of the proposal are still under debate, with specific regards to the request by the PSL of the SABC to supply the PSL with two 30-minute programs per week for the PSL's usage in order for the PSL to inform the South African soccer loving public of the affairs of the PSL. Various clubs within the PSL also expressed concern about the amount of money being offered by the PSL for individual radio rights. Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs had in principle agreed to sell their radio rights to the SABC, pending final negotiations of the contract with their individual clubs. Both Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs have received formal proposals from the Serengeti of the SABC and are currently reviewing and considering the offer. Golden Arrow, Supersport United, Santos have all approached Dr. Ivan Kauser, the chairman of the Premier Soccer League, to negotiate their radio rights with the SABC on behalf of their individual clubs. The proposed deal submitted by the SABC for the club's radio rights is part cash and part in promotional airtime. The individual clubs of the PSL are currently considering and negotiating with the SABC with regard to the radio rights offer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Truck and Chris. Mr. Mkobo.
Chair, this part is going to be dealt with by Mr. Sikamji of our delegation.
Thank you, Mr. Honourable Members. Having heard the CSL presentation, there is very little for me to add except to confirm all the facts that have been presented. Negotiations are ongoing, and one is hopeful that they may be finalized shortly and later.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to confirm that this weekend Mr. Mbebe and Dr. Ivan Kauser and Mr. Carter Mutong, as part of our delegation, will be, and we hope to be finalizing the complete negotiations by this weekend.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from the members?
Chair, the only comment I want to make is that, having heard the deliberations this morning, I can't help thinking about the story of a man who wanted to commit suicide and who goes to a librarian and says, please, I need you to help me. I need a book on suicide. He asks him why, and he says, well, I'm contemplating suicide. He says, I can't lend you the book because you're not going to return it.
That's a bit of a...
Thanks. Sure, everyone wants the name on Galavita, but you very often find listening to the radio, a better understanding of the captain that proper commentator. So radio has the highest penetration, or higher penetration than television, are important in the lives of people. Other often, I'm sure they don't have this. They don't know when that will be implemented, kind of on a permanent basis, for people to be aware of this. And I then will be back on here and just follow that. Just my questions rather around the television deal. If I'm allowed to have a go at that one?
No, I think we had specifically indicated that we wanted a discussion on the radio rights, and I think we should rather try and confine ourselves to that.
Okay.
Any other further comments? Mr. Kumalo?
Yes, on the issue of the radio rights and the division, it was a big concern. So you remember that we remarked that part of the discussion was a secret around licensing fees, which might increase by the SABC. So our concerns are the fact that it doesn't look like the SABC could mitigate for more than 4 million blind people because they would be unable to watch TV. TV between now and 2010. Reason precedent in America as an institution that establishes some component called exclusive television where it describes what is happening on television. So it's something that we have to look into the future. Two, is that everybody in their homes, when they leave their homes, especially when they wake up, they open radio. When they get into their cars, they open radio, when they go to where they start, but then there's more than 4 or 5 million people who depend on radio listening. We should have more than that number, 17 million. But this in terms of SABC, the 17 million, I thought 4 million was for the soccer live in England, they said 17 million. Master, our primary worry was the fact that that master said BCS lottery was cutting out for penalties. It didn't look like it was quite clear whether it would be able to win at that point in time the radio rights, because the PSL had then wanted to approach committee representation to see if they could not. And our immediate concern was that majority of the people in the rural community, in the South Flank areas and everywhere, depend solely on radio. It is that that we thought that there should be a way that we could mitigate for those who listen to radio, so that they are not affected by this particular loss, you know, of the JPC to the PSL. So it's a matter that is of great concern to us. Thank you.
Are there any comments or responses? Fine, I think that we are quite satisfied. We hope that these negotiations will be concluded as soon as possible and that they would be supported by both sides. And it would be not going to go to another arbitration award on this matter. I think we'll get an agreement on this matter. Friends, thank you very much. May I just say this much?
Just want to take a question. We're shifting clubs now. We have to negotiate individually with those clubs. Some of them will drop to the lower division end of them. That means we have to renegotiate with the new clubs coming up. So that happens every time we have to do it. Is that another thing? Then you have to work out a system that says even before the start again, that thing is in solar cars. That's one of the kind of difficult unless you have a deal with PSL directly that deals in the meantime with the club that might be coming in or dropping.
You're correct when you say we're 16 clubs, but out of the 16, possibility is there won't be more than two that will drop. So the 14 out of the 16 will still be there. And the intention as well is not to sign a seasonal contract, is to sign beyond the season with the other 14 teams. So that the negotiation that has to happen then will only be with the two that are new, or hopefully just one.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it's all a question of negotiation. It may well be that one club is going to be relegated at the end of a season, that the contract that the club that has been relegated has entered into may well be ceded to the club that is coming up. And these are issues of negotiation.
Right. If there's nothing else, I want to just thank people. Committee members, may I just request a moment from you? Can we are agreeing that that the pseudo report now is over, right? But the 3.1, the board has indicated that they are investigating this matter. We are not going to call them for a presentation. We would appreciate a written report, progress report on the matter. I don't think we want to continue with this discussion now and call a special hearing. So if the chairperson could forward to us as soon as the report is ready, a written report for the consideration of members, and thereafter we'll decide what else needs to be done. The last point I want to say is that, I mean, we must appreciate that this is a new board. And I think what has come out from the members of the committee is that we would want a more proactive approach, greater vigilance on your side, and I think a more direct interest into the actual workings of the organization. Of course, we want to keep the line between a professional management and a board of governance, and we don't want you to become managers. But I think we want to see a greater sense of urgency, sharper focus and purpose around the government, oversight of the governance of the board and policy direction. That's really, I think, what we've been asking for. And we wish you well in your endeavors. It's wrong for us to judge you on the basis, it would be incorrect for us to judge you on the basis of the previous board. You are a new board. You would have to assume your own persona and be quite confident that the leadership that is here will play that kind of role that the public expects you. Thank you very much for your time, and of course to Mr. Mentor, you've come for a very short presentation, but thank you for the brevity and the preciseness of the presentation. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, well, the team. Thank you very much, then. Bye.